This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. I'm Emma Rose Callaghan with the main evening news. Coming up in this bulletin, we'll roll out the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine within days if it gets European approval at the end of the month. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says he hopes an agreement on the Northern Ireland Protocol can allow progresses in wider EU-UK trade talks. And the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is urging the Department of Education to be generous with the landowners of the proposed new site for the three-school campus in Buncrana. And Kenny Harkin will be here with the latest in sport at around 5:15. But first in news, Ireland will roll out the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine within days if it gets European approval at the end of the month. The health minister has revealed the priority list for those who will get the jab when it arrives here. Nursing home residents, frontline healthcare workers and those over 70 will be the first in line for the COVID-19 vaccine. This morning in the UK, 90-year-old Margaret Keenan from Enniskillen became the first person in the world to get the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in Coventry in England. Here, Minister Stephen Donnelly says he expects Ireland to have a similar turnaround time to the UK from approval to administering the first jabs.
First of all, the European Medicines Agency has to actually okay the vaccines. Remember, the first one they're going to make a decision on is the Pfizer vaccine, and they say they're going to do that on the 29th of December at the latest. If they do it on the 29th, we will be rolling out the vaccine within days, just like the UK has done.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says he hopes an agreement on the Northern Ireland Protocol can allow progresses in wider EU-UK trade talks. As part of the agreement in principle reached today, the UK will withdraw controversial clauses in the British Internal Markets Bill. Today's agreement covers issues such as border controls and entry points and the supply of medicines, chilled meats and other food products to supermarkets. Talks on an overall trade deal continue. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, says he's spoken to his British counterpart today.
I'm going to brief the EU ministers, full transparency. I just met David Frost this morning to prepare the next steps. More than ever, the Brexit is a school of patience.
The Cathaoirleach of the Donegal County Council is urging the Department of Education to be generous with the landowners of the proposed new site of the three-school campus in Buncrana. The public advertisement for the site was published this week and follows recent confirmation by the Education Minister that a compulsory purchase process has commenced to secure a site for the new campus. Securing the site is said to be the first essential step in the process. But local councillor Rena Donaghy says at this stage it would be ideal to have an agreed CPO.
The Department of Education has initiated a CPO to buy a 10-acre site in Buncrana for the long-awaited three-school campus. And while this is a very positive step, Catherine, a CPO is never ideal. And I have spoken to the department and I've asked them to be generous with the landholders. These are ordinary, decent local people whose land just happened to be in the right place for this type of a development. And they have owned this land for years. So, yes, it is good news for the school campus. But as I say, it would be ideal if we could have an agreed CPO at this stage. So, no, it still will take a good while because... we're only at the initial stages, but it's good to be at the initial stages as well. It'll be at least 3 years, I would imagine. But it's a step in the right direction.
And it's so important to keep the momentum going, I'm sure, from your perspective and everybody in Buncrana, because, you know, we have had false dawns, numerous false dawns before.
Yeah, well, Charlie McConnell-Logue, the minister, has really moved this forward. And I think he will be keeping his finger on the pulse from here on to make sure that the minister does move forward, that they do sit down and negotiate with the developers, and hopefully it can come to an agreed conclusion.
The cabinet has approved to pay increase to a pay increase of judges in line with other public sector workers. It has also approved alliances for party whips, with the Sinn Féin whip Padraig McLaughlin now entitled to a €9,000 increase as the largest opposition party. It comes off the back of the government's move to reject a bill to introduce pay for student nurses. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar defended the move, saying the timing or optics are never right when making these decisions.
These are allowances that have existed for decades. They're not being increased. The total cost is actually going to fall. The increase that the judges are getting is exactly the same pay increase as every other public servant got in October, with the exception of government ministers who declined it. Nurses, teachers, Gardaí, Army all got that increase in October. But no matter when you do these things, they're always going to be represented in an untrue fashion, and that's just the world we live in.
A Donegal TD has welcomed the announcement that a Christmas bonus of almost €3 million is to be paid into the bank accounts of over 10,000 Donegal people in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment. The 100% Christmas bonus will be paid mainly to pensioners, people with disabilities, carers and lone parents. One of the first groups to receive the Christmas bonus are recipients of the pandemic unemployment payment. Minister Charlie McConlough has welcomed the news and has urged people in Donegal to continue to shop local and support local businesses. Gardaí and Donegal have been clamping down on drink and drug drivers. Over the past week alone, there have been 5 arrests for drink driving, 1 arrest for intoxicated in charge of a vehicle, and 6 arrests for drug driving offences across the Donegal Garda Division. Gardaí are appealing to all road users to never make the poor decision to drive whilst under the influence of either alcohol or drugs. Garda Sean Sweeney says Gardaí will increase roadside testing further over the Christmas period.
So we're appealing to all road users to never make a poor decision whilst driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Look, should you choose to drive, take that risk, then understand that you're putting your own life at risk and other also road users. So Gardaí, from the roads policing units and also from the operational units, that are out there detecting drink, drug and drug in charge drivers regularly. Expect these arrests, as I say, will increase over the coming months now as we approach the festive season. So should anyone have information in relation to a person who regularly drives under the influence of drink or drugs, or be in immediate danger of setting off while they're under the influence, we'd ask them to please contact Gardaí and report the matter. You can ring in an honest manner, and if you wish to do so, and you could save a life or two doing so.
An investigation is continuing into 2 separate incidents of theft at the pier, the Grange Inch Island. Both thefts happened last month from the same victim. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The first theft occurred between Friday the 27th of November at 10:30pm and Saturday the 28th of November at 2am. A total of 15 full Oyster bags were stolen from the pier on that occasion. A further theft occurred at the same location between 2am and 2pm on Friday the 4th of December, when 3 full Oyster bags were stolen. Gardaí say that both incidents had the same injured party, who is now at a loss of quite a bit of money as a result. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Gardaí at Buncrana Garda Station.
Detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit, with support from An Garda Síochána Síochána, have conducted a search of land at the Killay Reservoir, on the border of Derry and Donegal. Police say this is part of an ongoing investigation into the activities of the new IRA. Derry City and Strabane Area Coordinator Chief Superintendent Dara Jones said the search operation today covered a large area of land at the reservoir, and officers from the police service were supported by colleagues from An Garda Síochána. The government is being urged to use opportunities presented by the economic recovery to enhance the quality of life in the Northwest regional economy. There's concerns that while the pandemic has had an impact on the region, other issues such as Brexit, climate change and funding deficits in our higher education sector were already affecting in the Northwest. It's widely thought that the region is the most vulnerable to the Brexit fallout, with fears that this, combined with the current crisis, will severely impact certain areas and households. Helen Leahy, Senior Regional Policy Executive with IBEC, has been outlining a number of key priorities for the government.
Addressing the infrastructure deficits in Donegal and the Northwest region and tapping into the economic potential that remains unused in the region is something that IPEC has long been calling for, and it's more important now than ever. And the pandemic has posed enormous challenges, and the region faces, I suppose, a very uncertain future, particularly with the double uncertainties of COVID and Brexit. So the aftermath of the crisis presents a real opportunity. I think we have an opportunity here to drive a real momentum for economic renewal in the region. And we have been calling for government to offset the decline in economic activity with a significant ramping up of capital spending in the region, and I suppose to address the long-standing challenge of peripherality. We need to see an increase in the level of ambition in public capital investment in the region. So it is time to address the inequality between the Northwest and the rest of the country.
Councillor Albert Doherty has been elected as the new chairperson of Donegal Education and Training Board. The board of Donegal ETB is made up of 12 elected representatives, 2 staff, 2 parents, 2 local industry and 3 sectorial interest representatives. Donegal ETB is the largest education and training provider in the county, managing 15 out of the 27 post-primary schools in Donegal. Councillor Gary Doherty was elected deputy chairperson. Sinn Féin has progressed legislation through the Dáil that will provide for a statutory entitlement to domestic violence paid leave. The legislation is set to be debated in the Dáil this week and is said to come at a time when services that provide support for victims of domestic violence in Donegal have been calling for increased funding and support. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, along with Deputy Pearse Doherty, have both raised the need for increased support for such services in Donegal with the Minister. Deputy McLaughlin says there haven't been enough resources for local groups to date.
It's important for all of the domestic violence support groups and the campaigners. It's a really key component in supporting domestic violence victims. First of all, in coming forward, being able to protect their livelihoods, and of course to secure a safe and new home for themselves and their family. So, you know, it's really key that we put in place as much support as possible. We know that there are still big issues in terms of stigma, in terms of fear, that prevent women coming forward, and we need to do everything we can to support them.
And who would provide for this payment? Would it be from the state or would it be from the employer?
Well, I suppose it would be a combination of both, and of course there would have to be, you know, clear evidence provided. So, you know, but this is something for genuine victims to support them, and of course the most important support group are the domestic violence support organisations. In Donegal, there hasn't been enough resources. We know the likes of Lifeline and Ashoan have been left bereft of resources now for years when they once had significant state funding. So all of the domestic violence support organisations in Donegal need far better resourcing. They then can be equipped to support victims to come forward. Genuine victims should then have support in their employment and to be rehoused. That's the key support systems, and when they're in place we can start to truly combat the scourge of domestic violence in our society.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the latest Donegal gear online or click and collect at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And we'll cross over to sport now with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Emma Rose. We'll start with news of the World Cup qualifier. Stephen Kenny's Republic of Ireland side will find out their fixture schedule for Group A this evening, with qualifying matches set to take place from March through to November 2021. Ireland had been drawn yesterday alongside Portugal, Serbia, Luxembourg and Azerbaijan, with the qualifying campaign set to begin in March 2021. There'll be 10 group winners. They'll qualify automatically, with the 10 group runners-up set to go into the playoffs. In League of Ireland news, Romeo Parks has returned for a second spell at Sligo Rovers. The former Jamaica international scored 11 goals in 30 league games for the Bit of Red during the 2019 campaign. And Jim Magilton is on the verge of being confirmed as the new director of football at Dundalk. The former Northern Ireland midfielder has reportedly agreed terms and will work with Filippo Giovingoli. Cross channel, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says the development of a squad depends on staying in the Champions League. They go to last season's semi-finalist RB Leipzig tonight, needing a draw to progress. Defeat would see United drop into the Europa League, but the manager is determined to stay at Europe's top table.
You need to play against the best to steadily improve. That was a challenge for these boys. Now, of course, for me as a manager, it's last season I had a Europa League to give, call it, to the players who played less, so we rotated more. Of course, that's another challenge for the boys now. They don't get the rest, but that's what it is to be a Man United player.
Kick-off tonight is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Paris Saint-Germain, they need a result away to Istanbul Basaksehir. And with top spot in Group E already in the bag, Chelsea manager Frank Lampard will rotate his squad for tonight's visit of Krasnodar. Elsewhere, Liverpool goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher has been given the backing of the club's number one, Alisson. Kelleher has been deputising while the Brazilian has been nursing a hamstring injury. The Cork native has impressed in the Champions League win against Ajax and last weekend's Premier League victory over Wolves. Ahead of tomorrow night's last Champions League group match against Midtjylland, Kelleher says the last week has been a brilliant experience.
My phone was buzzing for about 3 days. Till after the game, just from friends, former coaches, family, kind of everyone really. And like I said, Alisson texted me as well just to say well done as well and that he was proud of me and stuff. So yeah, all messages were all nice and supportive, so it was really nice to get all them.
In some other news, Wolves striker Royal Jimenez has been discharged from hospital and is continuing his recovery at home. He underwent surgery at the end of last month after suffering a fractured skull in a clash of heads with Arsenal's David Luiz. And Leeds United defender Robin Koch is to undergo knee surgery after aggravating an existing injury in the Premier League defeat to Chelsea at the weekend. The German international initially sustained the injury on his debut in the opening game of the season against Liverpool. Meanwhile, Liverpool and QPR players, they'll stand arm in arm tonight ahead of their championship match in a show of solidarity in the fight against discrimination. It comes after Millwall fans booed players taking a knee ahead of kickoff in their game with Derby on Saturday. The club's shirt sponsor has also been replaced by the Kick It Out logo. And Bournemouth, they have the chance to go top of the championship tonight. A point away to Swansea would be enough to lift them to the top on goal difference. That's a 7:45 kickoff, as is Coventry against Luton, Huddersfield against Sheffield Wednesday, Stoke against Cardiff, and Watford, they play Rotherham United. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's just a one game down for decision. Dungannon and Swifts, they play Portadown. In rugby, Fergus McFadden's among 13 barbarians who've been banned and fined by the English RFU. The former Leinster player and a dozen others breached coronavirus regulations before the Babas test with England. The match was cancelled as a result. McFadden must complete 60 hours of unpaid rugby community work as punishment. And Dwayne Peel is to leave his role as Ulster attack coach this summer. The former Welsh and Lions scrum half is to take a position with the Cardiff Blues. In snooker, Fergal O'Brien and Lee Walker, they're tied at 3 frames apiece in their Scottish Open first round match. There was disappointment for Cian Doherty, however, he lost 4-1 to Chang Bing Yeo. Finally, for this evening, the funeral will take place on Thursday of Hugo Dugan, who died yesterday. Hugo was a legend in Donegal sport. He enjoyed tremendous success in the sport of athletics and was the first athlete from the county to win a national title when he claimed long jump gold more than 50 years ago. The Milford man went on to become one of Ireland's best ever sprinters and long jumpers and wore the Irish vest with pride over a brilliant career. He still holds the Ulster and Donegal record for the long jump and won a total of 7 national senior long jump titles, a World Masters in Melbourne in 1987, and he was inducted into the Donegal Athletics Hall of Fame in 2017. That's Hugo Dugan. May he rest in peace. That's all the sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Emma Rose.
And finally in weather, tonight will be mostly dry with skies clearing. It will become cold and frosty again as temperatures fall to between -1 and +2 degrees. And the closing headlines, Ireland will roll out the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine within days if it gets European approval at the end of the month. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says he hopes an agreement on the Northern Ireland Protocol can allow progresses in wider EU-UK trade talks. And the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is urging the Department of Education to be generous with the landowners of the proposed new site of the three-school campus in Buncrana. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of the main evening news on highlandradio.com. Back with the headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, December 8th. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Rogers, Mervew House, Gortnavern, Kilboy, Letterkenny. Remains will repose at her home in Gortnavern. Funeral service on Thursday at 2 p.m. in Letcher Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only. Family flowers only, donations if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of Nathaniel Rogers. The death has taken place of Sean Hart, Clohenbeg, Clohen, and formerly of Blanchardstown, Dublin. His remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Secure Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilmora Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family only. The death has taken place of Celine Neeson, née McGarrigle, late of 13 Ballycolman Estate, Strabane. Funeral leaving her son Michael Neeson's home, 8 Lisnefin Park, Strabane, tomorrow at 5:15. Going to St Mary's Church, Melmount, for Requiem Mass on Thursday at 1 p.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Knockmoy Lodge Residence Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com. The peaceful death has taken place of James Doherty, formerly of 229 Lonemore Road. Due to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family only. The sudden death has taken place of Hugo Duggan, Upper Mount Marion, Milford. Remains will repose at his home. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, the wake and funeral is private to family only. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Milford. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Nuala Grant, Dundrian, Burnfoot. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake and funeral is strictly for family only. Nuala's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to Beaumont Hospital, Dublin, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Cara Diver, née McLaughlin, 2 Campbell's Court, Claddy. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow in St Columbus Church, Dunnyloop, at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The house is strictly private at the request of the deceased. Due to government restrictions, the Mass and interment are private to the immediate family. And the death has occurred of Michael Call, 79, Ballina, Filcara, reposing at his home. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to St Finian's Church, Filcara, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake and funeral is for family and close friends only. The rosary tonight and funeral may be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/Filcara Parish Church. Family flowers only, donations if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McLafferty Funeral Directors.
The best music on your station.